Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Can we stop? Can we stop with Matt Collins? What in the hell is going on? And Matt, am I just crazy? Am I just insane? I feel like I had this rant 2 years ago when he's playing in Las Vegas and playing every snap. Like,
yeah.
Why is Matt Collins getting so many opportunities? I don't understand it.
Oh, man, I don't know, because the funny thing about Matt Collins is he's not even really playing sacrificial X receiver. Keon Coleman is definitely like the pure X receiver on this team because he never goes into the slot. Dude, we're five games into the season and he's still taking 3.9% of his routes from the slot as Keon Coleman.
Yeesh. That's,
dude, what are we doing here? Matt Collins is up near 27% of his routes from the slot. So he's actually doing less clear out sacrificial X receiver stuff than Keon Coleman is.
Wow.
But let me tell you what, man, if you're one of these, and I mean, if you're listening to Reception Perception, you're not one of these people, but there are definitely people out there. It's like separation is overblown. Route running is overblown. What matters is this, that, and the other. Yeah. Watch the Bills the last 2 weeks and tell me that separation is overblown. Cause Coleman, it's Coleman too. I know Coleman had the 149-yard touchdown in this game. He had a couple cool back shoulder plays against the Ravens. He can't get off man coverage to save his life consistently.
Nope, cannot do it.
He's not open. Matt Collins is definitely not open. It really dawned on me at one point watching the game yesterday, James, and I had it on the main TV up here because it was supposed to be a pretty good matchup.
It was a good game.
You know, it was a pretty good game, but like, just game. I mean, Josh Allen completed 9 of 30 passes.
Did I know?
Nine of 30 passes because he's got no one to throw to. And there are other issues there, too. You know, he probably shouldn't come back in that game after slamming his head on the turf. A whole other discussion there. But,
right.
You know, I see a third down, like, slot fade route to Matt Collins where he's not really where he's supposed to be. And, you know, then the very next play, they're punting the ball. And who's running down the field on punt coverage? Matt Collins. Like the guy who's your punt gunner is also your guy that runs almost all of the routes for the team. They don't have Khalil Shakir out there. Obviously, that's a huge issue to not have Khalil Shakir out there.
Yeah.
Shakir's a really good player. He's very talented.
I know he's a good player, Matt, but is he really that important to this team? Jeez. 9 of 30 for Josh Allen. The guy couldn't complete a pass.
Yeah, dude, look at who he's throwing to. And like, hey, this is also another thing when your whole theory is like, oh, our tight end is going to be our number one target, you know? How many times has that really worked out?
No, maybe a couple times with Kansas City.
When it's Kelsey or Gronk, great, you can do that. Like Dalton Kincaid's a nice player, but he's probably not Travis Kelsey. Like those expectations are just too much. And he hasn't even been the funnel target guy. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, he does lead the team with 13 targets, but yeah, you just kind of have like a neutered offense when he's kind of the move around number one target. I think they really are missing Khalil Shakir. He's their best separator by far. I have no dog in the fight. I like Josh Allen. I like a lot of these players on this team. Mm-hmm. But really, ultimately, like, I don't live and die with what happens to the Buffalo Bills.
No.
That being said, it is taking years off my life as to why they can't. Why is Curtis Samuel not involved at all here? I know he had the toe injury in the offseason.
Yeah.
But you paid this guy real deal money
to
come in here and run screens out of the effing backfield when like the guy can run routes and can get open. You're telling me that Matt Collins, because he completed training camp, is the better option to run more of routes than Curtis Samuel, to get like downfield targets more than Curtis Samuel? I just don't buy that at all. So it's like, again, it is taking years off my life as to why this wide receiver room looks the way it is. But yeah, I don't know. Look, the Bills can go out and dunk on teams like the Cardinals and the Dolphins and, you know, the damn Jaguars, of course. But when they play good defenses like Baltimore and Houston, I do think these issues are going to crop up.
Can I also bring this up too? Well, first of all, Curtis Samuel, as you mentioned, plays 40% outside, 60% in the slot. Actually, it's a little bit less than that because he plays about 5% of his snaps in the backfield as well on some of these, you know, trickeration
enough
plays
already.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, in regards to this particular game against Houston, I get it. You know, the stat line, the overall stat line looks awful, man. 30% completion rate, 30% completion rate, 9 of 30. Okay, that being said, one play where he threw to Mac Hollins, Mac Hollins was kind of sort of drifting inside, and if he had just stayed on his line running straight instead of drifting, that ball is on him in for a walk-in touchdown. He and Josh Allen also just, I mean, I just barely overthrew. I think it was Dalton Kincaid. I mean, he probably missed Kincaid by, I don't know, 3 inches? 6 inches maybe? And so you're talking about two plays there that, and again, I think Kincaid walks in with that touchdown as well, right? So those are two plays where if he connects on one or the other, we're just, and if he connects on both, we're having a completely different conversation of, oh my God, Josh Allen, Stroud's got a ways to go to catch Josh Allen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that is the emotional nature, the big play nature of football for sure. But you just can't help but feel like, man, and you could kind of sort of see it on Josh's face too at times, like there's nobody open. There is no one. Can somebody get open for me? It's just, I don't know, man. Sometimes it's just, it's a tough watch. But I did want to bring that up, that they were probably one or two big, big plays away from having a different type of conversation in regards to the Bills.
But this is my problem right here. Everything you just said is exactly the issue, because this is what happens now. You're talking about coin flip plays.
Yeah.
When these guys are not separators or they're not great route runners, these plays do become coin flips for a guy like Mac Hollins or Keon Coleman or whatever. And that's just a tough way to live, man. It's a tough
–
you can't just be throwing 8 targets a game to a player like that, much less like double digits. And it's great when you have all these guys and you spread the wealth. And again, you can do that against the Jaguars and teams that suck. But like teams that are really going to play physical and challenge you, those windows become so, so small.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, Josh Allen's my second, he's the second best quarterback in the league. He's one of my favorite players in the league. But he's obviously like a chaotic player a little bit. You can't tell me that doesn't also feed into the chaos a little bit from Allen's perspective. So, yeah, it's like people like to say, separation, again, it's overrated, the whole deal, route running, it's overrated. There is no above average, like, starting wide receiver in the league who is an actively bad separator, actively below average, poor separator. People bring up like T. Higgins and Mike Williams. Go look at the RP results for those guys. Those guys are, at least in Williams' case, average, or in T. Higgins' case, slightly above average separators. These guys on Buffalo are not that. And those plays become coin flips, and they become like, oh, yeah, well, this one, if we just were a little closer, this one. And then you start to do that, and it becomes very low percentage offense.
Can we talk about the whole Keon Coleman situation, too? That was the most Keon Coleman game that you could ever get from a Keon Coleman. I mean, Keon was Keoning. It was amazing. He had one target hit him in the back of the head, because he didn't know, he wasn't on the same page with Josh Allen, or he just didn't know what the play was. He's going up there to run block, and Josh Allen hits him square in the back of the head. That was incredible. Okay, then they keep him in the game. Later on in the game, I mean, he makes an absolutely incredible play. I mean, down the sideline, tiptoeing in, staying in bounds, 50 yards to the crib. It's just such a Keon Coleman game. You know, he's not on the same page with Josh Allen most of the time, but when he is and he's making those plays, he's the only player on this team that can make those splash plays. And so to me, I just want to get a temperature check of where are we at with Keon Coleman? He's a frustrating watch, but he's also a fun watch.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he's going to be, I think, if he's going to be an outside receiver. Is he's going to have these plays where he can definitely dunk on you. And like I said, he had a couple of sick catches against the Ravens as well on those back shoulder plays. But there's going to be probably, that's probably going to be, I don't know, 10%, of the plays, 10%. That's not a lot, man. That's that's really low returns in terms of what you're getting from Keon Coleman there. I thought what we'd see more of is Coleman in a variety of different positions. I thought we'd see him, you know, move around the formation. I thought we'd see him play more slot. I thought we'd even see him kind of like eased in slowly. 4% of his routes in this game were from the slot in week five.
Wow.
And dude, the Texans have great perimeter corners. Derek Stingley's obviously a stud. Yep. Their rookie second-round draft pick, Kamari Lassiter, has been great this year, and they will play physical. They will beat you up with man press coverage on the outside. And we're just not doing really anything to help Keon at this point. That's kind of the tough thing for him, is that I think he's a player that needs role catering, and he's not getting any role catering. Like, I thought Mac Hollins, his use for this team, or like even MVS, their use for this team would be to run these downfield X receiver routes, and occasionally we throw him a go ball or something like that, but we're mostly trying to free up Keon Coleman in the short to underneath area, because I think he can make plays after the catch, as his touchdown showed. And we're just not seeing any of that. So I think that's the biggest thing, is I think he's just put in a really, really tough position, and one that frankly I just don't think his skill set lends itself to him being a consistently involved player, and I think is also probably not the best for his long-term development.
So here's the thing, if we're going to be 100% fair, and we talk about, we've harped on this in Washington, we've harped on this in different spots. Actually, we've harped on it in Washington 2 years in a row now. But and specifically with Eric Bieniemy, we crushed Eric Bieniemy for not having his guys and spreading the ball around just too much, where guys can't even get into a rhythm. You don't know where, you know, you don't know where the production is going to come from. It works if you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Generally, it doesn't work in the NFL. Joe Brady here, when we're talking about the Buffalo Bills, there wasn't a single wide receiver who played more than 65% of the snaps. There wasn't a tight end who played more than 65% of the snaps. So again, if we're going to be 100% fair, Joe Brady absolutely needs to take a lot of this blame in terms of, okay, you're spreading all these guys around. You're playing so many different dudes. And you're talking about, Matt, you're talking about role catering, which I 100% agree with. But man, it is really hard to do that plus juggle your lineup, right? There's just There's too many balls in the air when you're just trying to juggle too many things. If you had your guys and can focus on your guys, and you'd had base plays for your offense, but also could do some role catering for, again, your guys, it makes it a lot easier than when you're trying to rotate in multiple tight ends, when you're trying to rotate in multiple wide receivers, and then also trying to figure out some role catering here. There's just, right now, it's an overly complicated offense, I think, for the Buffalo Bills. And to be honest with you, that actually surprises me coming from Joe Brady.
Yeah, I agree with you. It feels very Chiefs-ish when you look at in terms of the first 5 weeks of the season. Khalil Shakir leads the team in route participation, routes run on Josh Allen's dropbacks, at 67.8% according to Fantasy Points data. In weeks 1-4 for Kansas City, MVS led the team in route participation at 66.9%. And this is something we harped on with them too, that it was they were rotating a bunch. I do think they were trying to figure out, like, who are our guys, right? You know, who can we really rely on here? Because then you look in the Super Bowl, the playoffs, all four games playoffs, postseason, Rashee Rice is up there at 82% of the routes. And I think that's where the Bills hopefully are going to get to. I think they play a kind of a similar thing here. And we see, all right, we tried this. This is not working. Let's maybe get this more involved. Hopefully that's going to kind of push Joe Brady back to the drawing board, because Washington never did that, right? Point. They throughout the entire season, they never simplified things. They kept a bunch of dudes involved, and it was a mess for the whole offense. Hopefully, Buffalo kind of follows this Kansas City model, and by the end of it, it's like, all right, we have our two guys, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce. They're running routes on 80% of the dropbacks in the postseason, and then we're sprinkling in, you know, MVS and Justin Watson and these guys. That's kind of where Buffalo needs to get to.
And again, they don't have somebody like Travis Kelce who can attain those heights. I get it. But if Dalton Kincaid really is going to be that guy, bro, he needs to play more than 65% of the snaps.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He needs to get up to 85%, 90%. I mean, shoot, Dalton Schultz in this game played 98.5% of the snaps, okay? Do not tell me that Dalton Kincaid is not more talented than Dalton Schultz. For God's sakes, get this guy on the football field. If that's truly how you feel about Kincaid, that he's going to be a difference maker, get him on the football field. Stop playing this man 65% of the snaps, man. Figure it out. Let's concentrate the targets and just throw the ball to your good players, man. Whoever that might be, whoever your dudes are, figure out who your dudes are and just get the ball to those dudes.